Tell you, just really, really proud of our football team. Our players coming out and working as hard as they've worked throughout the season and working even harder during this past week, understanding the challenge they would have on the road and to come out and play as well as they did. Just extremely proud of our football team. Injury-wise, Brian Robinson has an AC sprain. We'll learn more about it after they do an MRI, and he'll probably be day-to-day this week during practice. Other than that, we came out pretty good injury-wise. You know, you take a look at what Adrian accomplished today, over 200 yards rushing when people, you know, stacking the line of scrimmage and trying to stop him, just extremely impressive. Our defense, you know, played at a high level throughout, really impressed with some of the things that they accomplished. Everson Griffin with the turnover. I think we had two turnovers. We didn't turn the ball away. Just a lot of good things. Our special team stood up. Just a complete team win. Big contribution from our receivers. Our quarterback did a good job. John Carlson was involved. Just a bunch of guys that contributed to our success today. And that's what it takes on the road. You know, we played a clean game on the road, something we talked about all week long, being able to take the ball away, not give the ball away, and then play Viking ball. And I thought we did that today. You know, tough, physical, disciplined football, smart football. I thought we really epitomized our team characteristics throughout this ball game.
That opening drive, the fourth and one, the decision to go for it, and then obviously to capitalize after that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, having confidence in our guys in a fourth and one situation. Christian did a terrific job on the scramble. They end up eventually getting the score, but just a good job by him and the rest of our offense converting in a key situation. You know, for us to be able to get out to a seven-point lead was big that early in the game. So kudos to our offensive players.
How much did you waffle on that decision to go for it there?
Not a lot. I knew if we got in that situation early, that was exactly what we wanted to be able to do. We wanted to be aggressive, talk to our players about it all week long, that we were going to be aggressive in every situation, and that was a chance to back up, you know, what I had said during the week, and our guys, they handled it.
How important were those bootleg passes you called earlier to give them something else to think about and just get Christian comfortable?
It was big, man. I mean, that was a part of, you know, what we wanted to be able to design to help us against the 8 and 9 man fronts we knew we were going to get. And sure enough, I mean, they came in stacking the box, and we wanted to get Christian on the perimeter and try to hit some plays, you know, on crossing routes, and we were effective doing that early, and that helped us to open up some of the runs a little bit later.
Plus, because the games are meaningful, do you allow yourself to think about the record for Adrian? Do you have that number in mind?
I was just told that number prior to coming to the press conference, but I know in Adrian's case, you know, what he wants to do is win games. And if the record comes, I'm sure he'll be happy with that, but the most important thing for him and the rest of our team is to win games. And it'll be bittersweet if we don't win and he ends up coming away with that record. We got to continue to win games. And I think if he were to fall short of that record, but we won and extended our season, I don't think anybody would be happier than Adrian Peterson.
It's always a game of momentum, and when they seem to get something going there, Adrian pops the 82-yarder. Even late when they got a little momentum, he pops a 50-yarder. Yeah. How big is that in the course of the game?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it for an opposing team, it's demoralizing. I mean, you feel like you're about to get back in it, and the guy that you come into the game saying you have to stop still breaks big plays. I mean, that's demoralizing. It takes a lot of the wind out of yourselves, and just an example of his greatness and the fact that our offensive line is doing a terrific job of just sticking to it, opening up holes and not getting caught up in how many people they have in the box. I mean, our offensive line is doing a terrific job.
Coach, can you talk about Blair, 8 for 8 from 50-plus this year, I mean, and 5 for 5 today, and just what he meant not only to this game but what he's meant to you guys all season?
Oh, he's been incredible. I mean, and not only his field goals and the fact that he set a Viking record today with 350-plus field goals, but the kickoffs, I mean, that's a big part of our defensive improvement, being able to have drive starts inside the 20 has helped our team tremendously. So he's been everything that we had hoped for when we drafted him, and just very, very happy that he's a part of our team. But he doesn't play like a rookie. He does a terrific job for us.
What struck you most about Adrian's 52-yarder? He stopped 3 yards deep, and it looks like that's going to be a negative play, and the next thing he's gone.
You know, I couldn't really see it that well, but I saw the finish of it, and I just, how did he get out of that? You know, it just continues to amaze you with some of his runs. I mean, it looked like there was nothing there. They really had it, you know, stifled. And next thing you know, he's out the back door with a 52-yard run. So credit to him and our guys up front staying on their blocks, but more so to Adrian being able to find a seam. And then with his speed and his athleticism to you know, come up with a 52-yarder.
What were they doing to spill the runs early on in the game? I think his first eight carries went for about 8 yards total.
Yeah, they kept crashing, you know, some guys down inside to make us bounce the football and try to get us to go sideways rather than do the things we've had so much success with. And they had some success early getting us to bounce some plays, but we eventually got what we wanted. We had to adjust a few things, and we made those adjustments, and we were able to hit some downhill runs.
That draw play on against that run blitz, I mean, that's basically the ideal call there, isn't it?
No doubt. We've seen it time and time again. When they put so many people at the line of scrimmage, if one guy misses, it's a chance for a home run with the guy that we have. So, you know, we know we're going to get it. We just have to get it blocked up right, and if he can make one guy miss, we see the results time and time again.
Coach, this is your highest points total forward for the season. How important is that as well with these last two games remaining as you guys improve as well towards a playoff run?
Well, you know, whatever it takes to win. And, you know, it's great. We can score 36 points, but whatever it takes to win the game, I mean, that's what's most important. And for us, not turning the ball over and then being able to get takeaways is the big deal for our football team. But you love to get points, but whatever it takes, whether it's 10-9 or 36-22 like today, whatever it takes.
Seems like you guys connected with a few blitzes today. Did you kind of go into the game thinking you were going to bring a few more guys on Bradford a few times?
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, that was a part of the game plan to mix in some pressures with our four-man rush, and we were able to, early on especially, get some effective pressures. The interception that Everson had came off of a pressure. You know, we were able to hurry throw and make him see something that wasn't there, and Everson did a terrific job of dropping in coverage. Good call by Allen to, you know, bring pressure when they were anticipating coverage, and it worked out well for us. And great run at the end of the catch by Everson as well.
He's obviously forced into extended action with Brian out. What has impressed you about his continued development?
You know, he has really become a student of the game. I mean, he's really working at his craft. We've got a few guys who spent a lot of time this offseason not just on getting better as an athlete, but really trying to understand the game. That was the beauty of having this offseason, to be able to spend some time with our guys and just talk about, you know, what it takes to execute your assignment on every single play. And as Everson has matured, he's become more of a pro at his craft, and it's paying off in his play.
You have a touchdown by Griffin. You have a sack by Ballard. You got catches by Mark Carlson. Some supporting cast this week kind of did a pretty good job, huh?
They really did. I mean, Tom, just a lot of guys contributed to today's successful outcome. On offense, defense, special teams, Stephen Burden, Jerome Simpson. I mean, you know, what our guys did in the secondary, our linebackers, what Chad did. I mean, complete team win in every sense of the word. And that's what you need on the road. I mean, it's hard to win if you just say we're going to be Adrian Peterson. We need a contribution from a lot of people, and we got it today.
Antoine have any sort of setback, or are you just kind of taking it precautionary with him late in the game, keeping him on the sidelines?
No setback. It was purely me just saying, hey, let's get him out. You know, we got a pretty good cushion here. You know, we wanted to make sure that we had him ready for next week.
Thing on his ankle?
No, actually, he had an emergency appendectomy, and that's what it was.
So, just what's inside him that's allowed him to do what he's been able to do this year?
Man, you know, that's hard to answer, because if I could figure that out, we'd put it in a few more of our players. You know, it's just he's just an amazing athlete, extremely hard worker. Just everything that a coach could want in a superstar. I mean, he's a leader. He practices the way he plays. And he does things that you ask him to do. He's a great athlete on top of that, and a gentleman in every sense of the word. He's the rare superstar in so many ways. But to say what has created who he is, you know, probably have to thank his parents for the great genes and the way they raised him. So.
All right.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.